Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the Ray Lucia program. You know, it's been a decade since the financial crisis, and many Americans are still lying to themselves about what impact that crisis has had on their investing, in particular, the younger investors. Hi, everybody. Welcome. It's the Ray program, standing by for another hour of Money Power, and it's going to be a good one as I get a chance to address many issues that I've had on my mind. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number, 844-729-7469. If you'd like to call, you can do that right now. Otherwise, email me, raylucia.com, raylucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. So Americans say they're so over the financial crisis, but not really. Sit back, folks. Relax. I'm going to tell you all about that and explain to you why this whole idea of stocks being risky in your portfolio, in particular your retirement portfolio, is bogus information when you take a long-term perspective and you actually look at the numbers. You see, it all sounds good on paper that, yes, as I get older, I should have less money in the stock market. But that may be true if you're flush with cash. It may be true if you're rich. But what if you're like most Americans? What if you're looking at your retirement portfolio and saying, I'm a little bit short, or maybe a lot short? Maybe the worst thing you can do is liquidate stocks and buy bonds. In particular, since we're going to learn probably today, and if not today, certainly over the next year, that interest rates are going up because the global economies are growing. And with what the president is recommending and Congress is recommending on tax cuts and then infrastructure, which will be, I'm sure, bipartisan, it is very likely, certainly not guaranteed, but very likely that we will be in a growth spurt, which will cause the Federal Reserve to be even more concerned about inflationary pressures ahead, in particular if it starts to affect what? Your paychecks. If the middle class start to get more money, they'll spend more money, and that is potentially inflationary. So the Fed's job, number one job, stave off inflation, especially since we're already at full employment. So I wanted to bring this up in particular to talk to younger people, but it's even more compelling, I think, for those of us that are in retirement or nearing retirement, that the whole concept of reducing stocks in favor of bonds. Now, I'm fine with reducing stocks in, say, favor of real estate, which can produce a cash flow just like bonds do. But if we have inflation, real estate does really, really well, and bonds do really, really poorly. So Hartford studied this, over 1,000 American adults, 40% of the respondents said that the financial crisis had no impact on their lives. They're lying. I mean, come on, it had an impact on your life. Even if you were a millennial and your parents had a 401k plan, it had some impact on your life. Maybe you didn't get a good Christmas present that year. I don't know. 40% of respondents said the financial crisis had no impact. However, the survey also found that large numbers reported that they avoid the market and have altered their spending and saving habits. Well, is that not an impact? If you're avoiding stocks because of the financial crisis, smart move. Since the financial crisis, the market has gone up probably 50% more than its historical average on an annualized basis. Yeah, instead of getting 9 or 10%, you're getting 15 or 16% if you just stayed fully invested in the Standard & Poor's 500. So if you did, if you're part of that 50% of the population that pretty much avoided the stock market, you left a lot of money on the table, which might explain why you're a little bit short in your retirement. Others, they go on, 26% shifted their retirement timeline and plan to work longer than they'd hoped. 25% had to change jobs or take on additional jobs. So that's not altering your particular situation. Oh, come on. It certainly is. Almost half, 43% of respondents said they're taking a wait-and-see approach to the markets. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting to see? I guess you're waiting for another crash before you jump back in. But people have been doing that since the first crash. We had a nice recovery in 2009, but it was called a, you know, dead cat bounce or a fake recovery or whatever. And a lot of people either stayed out or got out at that point and are still waiting and seeing on the sidelines. You see, you must have a far more disciplined approach to your investing. If you're going to be successful as an investor, timing the market has never, ever worked long term. All you have to do is Google Terrence O'Dean and Brad Barber. They've done multiple, studies on this particular subject, on market timing and trading your account and so forth. And almost 100% consistency, they and others have found that market timing doesn't work. And all of these, you know, triple tops and bottoms and channels and wedges and all these different trading techniques, by and large, don't work over long time horizons. Those that write books and get rich writing books on their trading strategies or selling you on coming to their trading seminars, those people are interested in selling trading seminars. Because if they worked, if it really did work, think for a moment. Do you think that Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan, with all the money that they have, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, with all the money that they have, wouldn't they have bought up those strategies a long time ago and then offered them on a proprietary basis, not this public domain information? No, because if a strategy actually worked, if it was proven to have worked, so much so that you could write a book or do trading strategies all across the country, don't you think that sooner or later the mere fact that there would be no what we call pricing anomaly, because everybody will be doing it, if it were, wouldn't you do it? I mean, if you knew without any shadow of the doubt that Bitcoin was going to 1 million, as someone reported yesterday, wouldn't you own Bitcoin? And when it dropped 40% the other day in like a day, would you have the intestinal fortitude to hang on to it? Doubtful. Very, very doubtful. Anyway, many millennials aren't interested in the stock market at all, according to Wells Fargo. Of the millennials surveyed, 41% said they have reduced investments in the stock market because of the effects of the Great Recession. It's been 10 years since the Great Recession. Are you serious about that? I mean, if you were invested in a 401k plan, even through the Great Recession, you're looking at your account balance right now and you're going, man, I'm a genius because I stayed with my investments. That is, if you invested in the stock market. And by the way, if you are a millennial, what business do you have investing in bonds anyway? Has there really been very many 30 or 40 year periods where bonds have outpaced stocks? I can think of one, the 30 year period ending like in August of 2011, a period of time where interest rates went from double digits down to zero. Remember, interest rates go down, the value of bonds go up over a 30 year period, plus interest rates were on the decline. So bonds, yeah, they looked about as good as stocks over that 30-year period. But the next month, stocks did better over the ensuing 30 years, and it's been that way. In fact, if you looked at 30-year rolling periods since the beginning of time, but certainly I've looked at them since about 1950, I don't think you can find a 30-year period where stocks haven't done at least an 8% compounded rate of return, and more likely than not, a 10%. Or close to a 10% rate of return. Very few periods of time in history have bonds done 8% or 10%. So millennials have no excuse in this department. You should be invested fully in stocks and real estate, period. In your 401k, of course, you're going to take advantage of dollar cost averaging. The market goes down, you get to buy more shares. What's wrong with that? This is all about discipline. Now, when we come back from the break, what about retirees that are falling a little bit short? What about stocks in their portfolio? Should they pare back, as many advisors recommend? I say no, and I back it up with academic support. Stick around. This is the one talk show you must tune into. Don't go away.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders. When I told folks my signature KFC pot pie was filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggies, and topped in a golden flaky crust and only cost $3.99, they said I was crazy. And maybe I was, because that was 1980, and $3.99 was a lot of money back then. But today, getting a meal that size for just $3.99 is a really great deal. So stop into a KFC and get yourself a pot pie. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price.
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
But I kinda like the music.
Well, I've been to Oklahoma, though. I haven't been to Spain. I've been to Oklahoma. I do like the music. It doesn't matter where, when, or how. So I was just told I sound horrible. I've been fighting a cold for a week now. And I'm sorry. Do I look as bad as I sound? I lost the war. Thank you very much. These guys cut me no slack. Hey, at least I showed up. Yeah, exactly. It happens at least once a year to me. I don't know why. I heard yesterday that men suffer from colds more so than women.
Yes.
I don't know why, but it's true in my family. My wife rarely gets a cold, and I get them a couple times a year. Listen, before the break, I was talking about the fact that so many individuals, especially nearing retirement, are looking at the numbers and saying, nope, can't get there from here. And that's true with most, because the data pretty clearly tells us that most people are falling short in how much money they will need to have a comfortable retirement, especially, you know, based on some of the 4% rules, et cetera, which, you know, I have a bit of a problem with, because the 4% rule assumes that your spending will have to keep pace with the rate of inflation. And when they do the Monte Carlo assumptions and so forth, some of those assumptions include double-digit inflation rates, which I don't think we are likely to see in our lifetimes. Again, I could be wrong on that. But the fact also remains that our spending declines as we age. So I've not been as paranoid about this as many of the academics are, because they look at it, you know, in terms of an Excel spreadsheet or whatever other sheet they want to manipulate for the data. And I trust that their data is totally accurate. But if you calculate a rising need for income based on inflation, but then you plug in a decline in spending, as we know, according to Bureau of Labor Statistics, is also true, well, then maybe that 4% rule could be a 5% rule. Just saying. In either event, Larry Swidrow looked about the way to allocate your investments based on, you know, you perhaps having a financially constrained, if you will, retirement. And he concluded the same thing that Bill Benjamin concluded, the same thing now that Joe Tomlinson has concluded, and that is reducing your equity allocation doesn't make a lot of sense, especially if you are in that financially constrained department. Certainly, if you have all the money that you need for retirement, then having a more balanced, diversified portfolio is a safer bet, protecting against sequence risk and so forth. I get that, and I've always been in favor of starting your retirement with an adequate supply of safe money to spend so that you don't have to deal with sequence risk. But I think it's important to understand that whatever we've been sold in terms of target date funds and so forth has not necessarily been based on true academic research. It's been based on, I think, the feeling that we should get more conservative as we age, which sounds logical, but when you apply the mathematics to it, well, not quite the same. So Joe Tomlinson did just that. And he looked at, let me just read the example that he had chosen just for the sake of discussion. A 65-year-old female with a remaining life expectancy of 25 years, assuming she has $500,000 in savings and will be receiving $30,000 from Social Security. She assumed, he assumed her living expenses are $60,000 per year. And the analysis uses pre-tax dollar figures in 2017. So in essence, you got $500,000, you need an extra $30,000 per year to spend. Well, that's 50% more than the 4% rule. He assumed her savings are her only source for generating an income, can't use her home equity as we discussed yesterday. A reverse mortgage certainly could help out in this particular situation, and couldn't reduce expenses. That's an academic approach. We all know from a practical standpoint, if you know you're going to run out of money, you cut somewhere, don't you? You try to figure out how to drive that car for a few more years instead of buying a new one. You eat chicken instead of steak and so forth, or tuna fish. But he didn't use that because that doesn't work in an Excel spreadsheet. I would run the numbers at a 4% withdrawal or 6% withdrawal, but assume an inflation rate that declines to zero over time. And the reason I would do that is that would mirror, if you will, a reduction in spending, which is usually fairly substantial from 75 to 85 and from 85 to 95. Remember, he's using a 30-year life expectancy, a 65-year-old dying at 95. So I can assure you, other than health care, from 85 to 95, this person isn't taking cruises, more than likely. Isn't driving her car, and ain't going out to dinner three times a week. But that's me. So here's what he did. He looked at expected stock market returns that are fairly close to average, 5% real, that's after inflation stock market returns. And then he looked at the percentage of stocks from the lowest allocation of 0% in stock to the highest allocation of 100% in stock. And here's what he found. Based on using his Monte Carlo Excel spreadsheet, academic brainiac stuff, here's what he determined. That with a 5% expected real, after inflation that is, stock market return, a 0% allocation to stock produced a $50,528 income with the average ending balance of minus $253,352. In other words, about $250,000 short of her goal. So she's eaten dog food the last several years. If you use the fifth percentile ending balance, it's minus $682,000. In other words, worst case scenario. The failure rate with 0% stocks, 79.5%. She's got like an 80% chance that she ain't going to have enough money to make it through her entire retirement. Her average failure rate was minus $368,000. The lowest risk portfolio was 45% invested in stocks. Average income, about $53,000. Average ending balance, minus $144,000. Failure percent, 68.2%. Still not so hot. What was the highest reward? Might be surprised to know. 100% stock allocation, a $54,000 income per year, a $282,000 positive ending balance. The fifth percentile, though, was pretty wicked bad, minus $663,000. Failure rate, the lowest, 51.3%. So if you're challenged in terms of how much money you have set aside for retirement, having more stock, not less stock, gives you a better chance of making it.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison. The one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe.
all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia program. We're talking about individuals that have, they're somewhat financially constrained, if you will. They look at their retirement accounts. Their broker says, you know what? You can't get there from here based on the amount of money that you want to spend. And then proceeds to make the portfolio more conservative as the investor gets closer to retirement. So this has been studied by numerous finance professors and others. And Joe Tomlinson basically looked at the 100% stock allocation versus the lowest risk allocation of 45% and determined that the failure rate for both were pretty high, but for a 45% allocation to stocks, which was the lowest risk, risk being defined as downside volatility and downside risk, the failure rate was still almost 70%, whereas with 100% stocks, the failure rate was a little bit over 50%. That's pretty significant in terms of defining failure, but that's assuming normal, real stock market returns at around 5%. When looking at stock market returns on a real basis at around 3%, which many are expecting since we're at this very high valuation metric today, the lowest risk was about a 25% allocation to stocks, but still the failure rate was 77.8%. That's not good. The highest reward was still the 100% stock allocation, and it happened to have the lowest failure rate of 65.2%. None of these are satisfactory. Remember, the example that we're using is a hypothetical 65-year-old female with $500,000 in the bank in a retirement account, per se, needing to spend $30,000 per year, or a 6% amount. And then they apply, certainly, inflation components and Monte Carlo, which I have a problem with, because the whole Monte Carlo thing looks at, you know, the next 30 years of randomly selected returns and randomly selected inflation. So you could have a really crappy return year on top of a really high inflation year. And those may not jive. You usually wouldn't have, you know, a minus 20% stock market return with an inflation rate of 12%. But having said all of that, you have to give some credence to this academic work. You don't ignore it, especially if you are indeed a little bit short. There are a couple things that I've recommended and others have recommended that you consider. And I say consider because this is something that really needs to be discussed with a true on full boat financial planner, someone that is a retirement income specialist, not a money manager. A money manager is going to talk to you about stocks and how they can, you know, shift your portfolio and do all this sexy stuff. No, that's not what we're talking about here. Because most money managers, the best of the best money managers, if they can beat the market, and most can't, net of fees might win an extra 1% return. Doesn't really move the needle enough. So there are a couple things that you would consider. First of all, you should ask them to consider factoring in lower spending as you age. This is a 65-year-old. 65-year-olds spend probably 10-20% less than 55-year-olds. And 75-year-olds might spend another 10-20% less than 65-year-olds. And 85-year-olds will spend another probably 30-40% less than 75-year-olds. And in fact, if you look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, you may find that over that time span, the spending amounts to a significant number. The reduction in spending, I should say, amounts to a significant number when it's all capitalized as part of the amount of money you need to retire on. So if your advisor is going to do spreadsheets for you, rather than compounding your spending at a hypothetical 3, 4, 5% inflation, I would run it at a hypothetical 2% inflation for the first 10 years, maybe a 1% inflation for the next 10 years, and a 0% inflation for the next 10 years. Not because I think inflation is going to be lower. I think inflation is going to be higher for retirees, but only in certain areas like healthcare. But according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, every other category of spending goes down as you age. And so by calculating a lower inflation rate, you can do it a lot of different ways. That's just a simple and easy way to plug it into an Excel spreadsheet for your advisor to run with it. And you would be absolutely amazed at how much different that is in terms of the capitalization of money needed to retire. You may find that you're not in as bad a shape as you think. There are a few other things. I think Wade Fowle did a study, Dr. Fowle, from the American College, did a study using what he called actuarial science. That is a partial annuitization. And the partial annuitization was there to protect against longevity risk, living 30, 40 years in retirement. And he added to that a life insurance policy, which protected against dying too soon. Very fascinating study. Just type in FAU, P-F-A-U, and actuarial science, and it'll pop up. And I would read it cover to cover a couple of times. It's kind of technical, but it's really compelling stuff. In particular, if you are an advisor and you're being relied upon to give good advice to retirees, in particular those that might be falling a little bit short. Both of those. Look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics data, and there have been numerous studies on spending declining with age, not just one. I mean, the EBRI has done it. Fowle studied it. Kitsis has studied it. Just about everybody has studied it. And it's just a simple fact of life. The other thing that I would look at is, like I said, partial annuitization using actuarial science with a higher stock allocation. In other words, when you add safety stuff like a safe component, that means the rest of your portfolio could be tweaked up to, say, 100% stock. But to me, I love adding also alternative strategies like direct-owned income-producing real estate. And the reason I like that is it's like an annuity, but an annuity doesn't have inflation protection by and large unless you pay for it with a lower starting annuitization rate. Fowle studied that too, and he says, ixnay that idea. You're better off going for the higher income at the start of retirement and worrying about inflation later with a higher stock allocation. I totally agree with that. But real estate, the real estate component kind of gives you the best of both worlds. Of course, you have to assess and weigh the risks associated with investing in real estate. But for the most part, real estate has been a proven asset class over long time periods, proven in that it gets similar returns long term as stocks. But if you consider stocks doing, say, 8%, how do they get there? They get there with 2% dividends or yield and 6% growth. And if real estate gets to 8%, it gets there with 6% dividends and 2% growth based on the rate of inflation. So they kind of get to the same place over very long time horizons. They just get there differently. That is a good thing. That is a good thing. So to summarize, if you are falling a little bit short on your retirement, you know the obvious things to do. Work longer. Save more. Postpone Social Security. You know, downsize. Use a reverse mortgage. All of those are good options. But you should add to those reallocating your assets so as to increase your equity exposure, but maintain a certain amount of safe money for spending early in retirement to mitigate the effects of sequence risk. And do that by partial annuitization and adding real estate. Both of those should give you ongoing income to a certain extent, inflation adjusted, because rents go up in real estate. And then by allocating more to stocks, stocks are volatile in the short run, but produce the best rates of return in the long run. So if you've managed the short-term risk with some safe money, cash, added to the actual income you get from the partial annuitization and or real estate income, the better result may be that you have a better expectancy that you'll have some money left over, not only for yourself in retirement, but for your heirs as well. But this needs to be done by a professional that understands all of this stuff. And that's my...
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show. Glad to have you on board. Emails, raylucia.com. We're going to get to them in just a second. In fact, I just got one in from Ben. I've got it right here. Go ahead, hit it, fellas. We'll take Ben's first.
Oh, yes, wait a minute.
And this is interesting, because I'm going to talk a little bit about this next hour for those that get the second hour of the show. Ben asks this. Ray, love your show. Longtime listener. Well, thank you, Ben. I appreciate it. Based on what's happening in Washington right now, what keeps you up at night? Ben, what keeps me up at night is a tiny bit personal. Yeah, sure. healthcare. You know what? There's a lot of stuff. I mean, I can talk about market crashes and you know, inflation or potential inflation down the road. You know, there are all kinds of other stuff because I'm kind of politically wired into different circles, you know, both sides of the aisle, and it freaks me out. But really, it's healthcare. Because when we talk about, you know, running out of money before we run out of time and so forth, factoring in the cost of long-term care, which most of us have not taken care of, certainly Jeannie and I have, and I'm absolutely ecstatic that literally almost 10 years ago now, we purchased long-term care. I only wish I had purchased it earlier so I wouldn't have to spend as much money as I do on it. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, I've spent maybe over 10 years, $40,000 in long-term care premium costs. All right, $40,000 is a lot of money. But on a present value basis, maybe it's $30,000 after the, you know, inflation, et cetera, et cetera. But my benefit right now, our benefit, I should say, for either one of us, were we to need care, is somewhere around $250 each per day. I mean, at $250 each, one of us could go into some kind of a facility or need home health care for a fairly short amount of time and get all that money back, not to mention the peace of mind. So long-term health care, and just health care in general. Next hour, I'm going to have Dale Bellis on from Liberty Health Share. A very, very interesting concept, because you hear about, you know, these bronze plans with premiums of $6,000 per year with $6,000 deductibles. You're only talking about a couple of people in the family. First of all, that's not really insurance, is it? If a family's got to raise the first $6,000 to pay for health care out of their pocket before the insurance kicks in, it's not really insurance. Come on. We're kidding ourselves. Now, I happen to like the high deductible stuff. I've talked about it for years. I don't even mind. I know I should mind as a Republican, but I don't mind mandating that there would be at least a high deductible, $10,000 deductible or something, to cover those catastrophic situations. Like, you know, the guy that is riding his motorcycle without a helmet and then smacks his head open and I got to pay for it. I'm kind of okay with that. Yeah. But really, this idea of health care being given back to the people and liberty, it's kind of a Christian-based organization, but you don't have to be a certain denomination to join. And it's where all of their members, if you will, it's not really health insurance, but it's all of their members get together and share in one another's health care costs. And they put money into the till, something you might call a premium. But for an individual, it's like a couple hundred bucks a month. For a family, it's like $400, $450 a month. Not $500 or $5,000 or $6,000 as a deductible, or $1,500 a month is what my family expense was just a year or so ago. I mean, I'm spending $18,000 a year for two people. Unbelievable. It's pretty good coverage, but still, $18,000 a year for two people. Two people, I think, is $199 each, something like that, $400 a month through the this particular concept. So I'll talk about that next hour, but that's what keeps me up at night. Okay, next we have Stephen. Stephen asks, I own a small business. I'm wondering, under the new tax plan, if I should incorporate for 2018. I'm 52, and my wife is my only employee. I guess you guys couldn't flash that one up on the screen. But did we have that one yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll skip it. We'll go to... Okay, we'll go to Sally. That's why they couldn't flash it up on the screen. Sally, should I... And I will come back and answer that before I go, by the way, for those that didn't tune in yesterday. Sally, should I convert my IRA to a Roth before year end? I've made a lot of profit, and I'm a little worried about taxes. Sally, I don't know if this makes a lot of sense. If you're 25 years old, maybe, or 35, but if you're 45, 55, 65, I'm not feeling the love here with the Roth conversion thing, especially since your tax rate's likely to be lower next year. So if a Roth conversion would make sense in December of 2017, it probably makes more sense in January of 2018 because of lower taxes. But I get this question a lot. And what I think you need to do is really an analysis of what types of income you're going to have in retirement. How much from pre-tax sources? How much from partially, potentially taxed sources such as Social Security? How much from Roth IRAs that are totally tax-free sources? How much from your taxable account, where you might have to liquidate stock and pay capital gains taxes? And then make a determination how many years your break-even is. If you convert to a Roth, you're paying taxes today. And I don't know what your tax bracket is. But if you're paying taxes today, there's a certain amount of years that tax-free gain is going to have to accumulate and grow at. And if you're going to spend the money before that threshold is reached, those numbers of years, then it doesn't make sense to do the conversion. And based on, you know, some prior mathematics that I've done, it's like 20 years. I mean, it takes about 20 years to make up for having to pay taxes today. And then from the 21st year on, it's kind of like delaying your Social Security. You know, if you make it 20 years into retirement, you're home free. That's like free money. But if you don't make it 20 years or 15 years into retirement, you should have taken the Social Security early. So the Roth conversion needs to go through that kind of math exercise. And it's way more complicated than I can get into right here in the 1 minute I have left. As for Stephen, you own a small business. Oh, and your wife is the only employee. Yes, it probably does make sense if you have a lot of free cash flow. We talked about it yesterday, remember? You incorporate, you set up a defined benefit plan, you save the FICA, the Medicare, and all that stuff. Sorry about that. We'll have to get to the other emails next hour. Folks, go out and make it a great day. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about
Biz Talk Radio.